much did my husband used to love me? Seriously, the guy proposed like 99 times just to get me to say yes. It wasn't until the 100th time that I finally cracked. I became the envy of everyone in Chicago as Mrs. Frank. On our wedding day, I gave him 99, get out of the doghouse, cards. We agreed that as long as those cards weren't all used up, I'd stick around. 5 years into our marriage, every time he ran off to be with his precious Emily, he'd use one up. When he was down to card number 97, Frank suddenly realized I was changing. I stopped with the crying, the begging for him to stay. I just quietly asked him, when he was losing it over his ditzy secretary, if you go be with her, can I use a card? He blinked, a rare moment of guilt flashing across his face. Sure, whatever, you've only used like 60-something, knock yourself out. I just nodded, letting him go. What he didn't know was that it was actually his 97th card, and we only had 2 left. 5 years in, and Frank and I still didn't have any kids. Tonight was the celebration for Frank Industries landing that downtown project. It was also the 9th day of us trying to get pregnant, as we had planned. But when Frank's little airhead secretary knocked over the champagne tower, drenching the client, his first move was to shield her. Then, without hesitation, he pointed at me. Ashley, apologize to Mr. Thompson. I froze, totally stunned. The client frowned, pointing angrily at Jessica. Mr. Frank, this young lady is the one who made the mistake. I want her to apologize. Jessica's eyes welled up. She tugged at Frank's sleeve like she was about to cry. Frank patted her hand gently, then completely ignored everyone else and looked at me. What are you waiting for? Go toast Mr. Thompson and apologize. One drink isn't enough, make it 2. If 2 isn't enough, make it 3. You need to make sure he isn't angry. He forgot that we were trying for a baby. Or maybe he just didn't care. People started whispering, giving me these pitying looks. Everyone knew it wasn't my fault. Everyone could see that Frank was dead set on protecting Jessica. I wanted to say no, but Frank seemed to anticipate it, mouthing something to me. Doghouse card. Frank had proposed to me 99 times to get me to marry him, and I turned him down 99 times. I thought he would give up. But on the 100th time, Frank brought all my family and friends and swore in public, Ashley, I will only love you in this lifetime. If you don't agree, I will continue to beg, until you agree to marry me. I was touched by his love for me and agreed. To return the favor, I specially customized 99 reconciliation coupons on the night of our wedding. The agreement was that as long as these reconciliation coupons were not used up, we would never be separated. For the first 3 years, Frank cherished them and didn't use a single one. Until Jessica appeared, in just 2 years, he used 96. Now, it was the 97th. My fingers tightened around the glass, turning white as I forced a smile and walked over to the client. Mr. Thompson, my apologies. The client sighed, telling me to just take a sip. But I forced a smile and drank the whole glass of wine. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Frank affectionately flicking Jessica's nose, his voice all soft. Silly girl, don't run so fast next time. What if you get hurt? Jessica grabbed his hand, her eyes sparkling. Okay, boss, you're the best. Yeah, real good to you. The wine burned going down, making my eyes water. It's okay, I told myself. There's only 2 left. After the party, I went to get in the passenger seat. As soon as I touched the door, I heard the click of the locks engaging. Frank rolled down the window, looking at me coldly. Just grab a cab. The car's just been washed, and you stink of booze. He seemed to forget where the booze smell came from. The disgust in his eyes was brighter than a street light. Normally, I'd be freaking out, drinking water like crazy and desperately trying to convince him that it was just a little wine, no big deal. Or I'd be breaking down right there in the street, red-eyed, and demanding to know why he made me apologize for Jessica. But this time, I just smiled and nodded. Okay, drive safe. Frank's hand loosened on the steering wheel, looking at me in shock. Ashley, you. Before he could finish, Jessica pushed me aside with a smile. Mr. Frank, I'm ready to go. Let's hit the road. She was wearing Frank's jacket, the alcohol stains on her dress reeking of cheap wine. It must have happened when she knocked over the champagne tower, but Frank didn't seem to mind. He even opened the door for her and carefully tucked the jacket around her. It's cold out, don't catch a cold. Only then did he remember I existed, looking at me guiltily. Don't get the wrong idea. I just thought that since Jessica is a girl and younger, I need to take care of her. I nodded, I understand. Afraid he wouldn't believe me, I added. You used a doghouse card, right? I'm not mad. Frank flinched, and was about to say something. Jessica sneezed, drawing his attention again. Get home soon. After leaving those words, the two drove away. I watched the car disappear into the distance. I went inside and pulled out my savings account and the doghouse card jar from the closet. I used to be able to reach in and grab the card easily, but now I had to rummage around for a while before I finally got one. I tore the 97th card into pieces, then turned on my computer and started drafting the divorce papers. To be fair, I called my old professor. Hey, Professor Davis, I want to divorce Frank. How should the assets be divided to make it fair? My professor was caught off guard. Divorce? Why? The whole school knows that Frank proposed to you 99 times to chase you, and it is still a good story at the school. Why do you want a divorce? Yeah, how did it get to this point? It probably started with the perfume that got heavier and heavier on him every day, from his increasingly frequent absences from home, from the doghouse cards in the jar being used up because of Jessica. I knew we couldn't go back. Seeing my silence, my professor stopped persuading me, instead asking, I'll help you write the divorce papers. When do you need them? I turned my head to look at the savings jar, and said softly, when Frank uses up the last 2 chances. Just then, the door opened. What chance? Frank walked in with a paper bag in his hand, looking confused. I hung up the phone and calmly turned off the computer. Nothing, I was just talking to my professor about divorce stuff. Frank's face changed. He practically jumped in front of me. Divorce? You want to divorce me? I took a step back, replying evasively, "No, it was a case. My professor wanted my opinion." Only then did the man breathe a sigh of relief, handing me the paper bag in his hand. "This is for you." The pattern on the bag was from my favorite bakery. Before we got married, Frank would run to this store and buy me cake every time he made me angry. This shop was also very popular, and you had to queue for 2 hours every time you went to buy it. In order to coax me, no matter what, if I said I wanted to eat it, he would personally run to queue up. Sometimes I felt sorry for him and asked him to find someone to do it for him. But Frank said, "Ashley, it's okay. I'm willing to do anything for you." Thinking of this, my heart warmed. I couldn't help but raise my eyebrows, took the paper bag and opened it. "I didn't think you would remember. What is this?" I looked at him in shock, and an ominous feeling rose in my heart. Inside the paper bag wasn't the cake I was expecting, but two pieces of booze-stained clothing. One was Frank's suit jacket and the other was the dress Jessica wore tonight. In the face of my question, Frank was rarely embarrassed. "Jessica's clothes were dirty, and I thought you were used to doing housework anyway. Washing one or two pieces is the same, so I just brought them both back." After saying that, he thought of something again, and became righteous. "At worst, I will use another reconciliation coupon. There are still so many anyway, so I can save you from being petty." All the words were stuck in my mouth by the sentence. I wanted to tell him, "Frank, there were no more. There was only one doghouse card left of the 99 reconciliation coupons." But with the words on the tip of my tongue, I just took a deep look at him and stuffed the clothes into the washing machine. In the past, in order to ensure his clothes were clean enough, I never used the washing machine, and washed them myself little by little every time. Looking back on it now, I was really stupid. The virtue I thought I was showing had become a free babysitter in his eyes. I smiled self-deprecatingly, closed the door, and returned to the bedroom. Seeing me come back so quickly, Frank was stunned. "So fast? Did you wash them clean? This is Jessica's favorite skirt, and I promised her I would let you wash it clean." I hummed an acknowledgement, and started to wash up, but I was wondering which dry cleaner could come to my door to pick up the clothes. As I was thinking, I heard a familiar ringtone from outside. Frank glanced at my expression carefully, then took his cell phone and hid on the balcony. I quietly followed, and happened to hear Jessica's coquettish voice. "Mr. Frank, the cake you bought me is so delicious. I've never eaten such a delicious cake before. It's just that the time in line was a bit long, and I felt a little sorry." Frank glanced at the bedroom, and replied dotingly, "It's okay, as long as you want to eat it, I'll buy it for you anytime. I'm willing to do anything for you." Jessica laughed so hard that she trembled, and opened her mouth. "Then what about my dress? Is it not good to let Miss Ashley wash it? I don't want to embarrass you." Frank chuckled. "What's so embarrassing? She's used to doing it. On the other hand, your hands are so beautiful. I would feel bad if you did rough work." I was stunned for a moment, and subconsciously looked at my own hand. Because of doing housework all year round, the skin on my hands was indeed much rougher. No wonder he looked down on it. I didn't want to listen anymore, so I fled into the bathroom in a bit of a mess. 10 minutes later, Frank knocked on the door. "Ashley, there's something going on at the company. I have to go first. Go to sleep early." I hummed an acknowledgement. Just as he was about to go out, he suddenly opened his mouth. "Frank, if you don't come back, can I use a doghouse card?" I looked at him, with a little bit of water still remaining in the corners of my eyes that I hadn't had time to wipe away. The man paused in his steps, and then immediately turned around.